Now, on this Invest Talk podcast, Steve Peasley listens to your questions and provides unbiased answers. Invest Talk, over 31 million downloads and counting.
I wanted to get your opinion on ticker symbol.
I just really like it as a long-term play.
Appreciate the show. Appreciate all the knowledge. Thanks, guys.
Your participation makes it unique. 888-99-CHART.
This podcast is produced by KPP Financial. Steve Peasley, President. KPP Financial. Independent thinking, shared success. And now today's podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Invest Talk. It is Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. Well, here in Southern California, it's still pretty warm where I live in Orange County. South Orange County, really, which is closer to San Diego County than L.A. It's pretty nice. Irvine, which is just up the street from me, 86 degrees today. That's kind of warm. Anaheim, 82, which is another 20 minutes north of me. Now, if you headed to the mountains here, and mountains here are maybe an hour and a half, 2 hour drive to Big Bear Lake, it's about 61 degrees. So it's still pretty comfortable, even though that's much higher elevation, obviously. And I noted today Chicago is 56 degrees, so it's really autumn-ish. You know, I lived in the Northeast in New Jersey for 7-8 years while I worked in Manhattan. And by this time, it's getting chilly. Leaves are falling and everything, and that's really pretty. Not much of that happens in Southern California. So no matter what part of the country you're in, it doesn't matter where you are, you still are achieving or trying to achieve financial freedom. That is always the objective. So we're living in a time when we can't let ourselves become distracted. We can't. I mean, think about it. If you're approaching retirement, you need to protect that asset, that nest egg, and grow it at the same time. And sometimes those are conflicting goals. So it's difficult. I'll help. That's what this show is all about. That's what Invest Talk is all about. We want to help you. So I always start off with our mission statement, independent thinking and shared success. And that's my promise that I'm going to provide facts. Okay, as you ask them, I'll provide the facts as I can. The best information I can provide in the software I download and pay for every month. So please call. I'll try to do it without bias, and I'll try to be as fair as possible. I'm Steve Peasley, and I encourage you to contact me during this hour. Anything financial, any financial questions, we're willing to talk about. I'll talk about them. And if you've never called before, well, now's the time to do it. Why not? 888-99-CHART is a number. We're live, 4 to 5 Pacific time. That means right now I'm live. And you can call and ask your questions. If you can't call during the live program, you can call afterwards and leave your questions, and we'll get to those questions. We promise. So let's go right to it. Let's get to the first question.
How's it going? Duncan from New York. I wanted to follow up on a phone call about a strategy of me trying to be defensive in the stock market. I talked to you guys about SPXU. I had a call for until the end of next year. I thought with the volatility that, you know, that there might be like a small correction or something like that. And it's not doing so well. So with Tesla's earnings, and I'm sure with another big heavy week of earnings, that companies are going to be doing a great job passing off the inflation to consumers or the supply chain woes or anything like that. All I'm looking for is for you to tell me if I should still hold it, if I should just cut my losses, or so forth. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay, this is a ETF, ProShares, Ultra ProShares. It tracks S&P 500 on the inverse side. In other words, it goes down if the S&P goes up, and it goes down 300%. Don't buy these ETFs. Get out. Don't do it. Just don't. And, you know, don't bet against the market, especially when it's in an upward trend and has been since the COVID low. Don't bet against it. Don't try to guess the top. It's impossible. Okay, you can kind of guess occasionally. Once in a while, you'll be right. But you can't do it consistently enough to make it worth your while. You're much better off just going on the upside because the market has a bias to the upside over long periods of time. I would be out. I don't do in these leverage funds. I think they're a mistake. I'm not saying you can't short the market. I'm just saying you don't use leverage to do it. And I wouldn't short the market at this time. I just would not. We're going into the best time, the best 2 to 4 months of the year. Earnings are really strong. Government's thinking about spending more billions, trillions of dollars. The negative is inflation. The Federal Reserve is going to start slightly tightening money, and we have a really big problem with the supply chain besides COVID. But we all know COVID, and we all know the supply chain is bad. I think that's already built into the market, and the market seems to just shrug it off. I'd be out. My focus point today concerns the story behind the question, will this be a brutal winter for the energy markets? Will it be? Well, we'll see. Leaders of the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, and the Bank of Japan have all publicly said that supply chain bottlenecks could cause heightened inflation for a prolonged period. Now, if you've been listening to me, I've been saying that for over a year now. I checked. I wanted to see when I first started talking about inflation. It was about a year ago, saying it looks like we're going to have some inflation. And I think I don't see it ending. I don't. The Fed thinks it's going to calm down a bit. We're going to get some inflation economic news out later this week, and we'll see. We'll just see. Other topics I want to talk about, durable goods report. Not so good. Google, I want to talk about their earnings. It was blowout earnings for Google. And I want to talk the U.S. Federal Communications Commission's recent decision concerning a Chinese company. I want to talk about that. I think that's going to be pretty, I think that it's going to be something that as investors, we need to be very conscious of what's going on with the FTC and China companies. That's what we're going to talk about. My trivia question today concerns a soda pop stock and the history of soft drinks. Are you interested in that? You know, I was back in Atlanta, and I saw, I went to the museum, the Coca-Cola Museum. Fascinating. If you ever get to Atlanta, go back to the Coca-Cola Museum. They have a really nice little museum, and they have a little show, and they have, you know, the history of Coke and all that stuff. Very interesting stuff. The market, the Dow was down 266 points, the S&P down 23, and the NASDAQ was up just a fraction of 1 point. So that's what it did today. Not much, except the Dow was down big. So we'll see. Gold was down, but not just a fraction also, nothing much. So that was what's going on in the market. There's nothing driving it one way or the other today. I think earnings have been very, very good. I think that story is going to continue, I think. It is a busy InvestTalk Wednesday, and I'll keep the momentum going, answering your financial investment questions. You got to call, and call anytime you want. 888-99-CHART.
No two investors have an identical portfolio, so each investor will have different questions.
I guess I'm wondering how I should kind of diversify.
If the questions specific to your portfolio aren't being asked, your situation is not addressed.
And I wanted your thoughts on the cannabis market.
Steve Peasley and Justin Klein take InvestTalk listener questions each weekday during the program live stream in the 4 to 5 p.m. hour Pacific time. The InvestTalk Voice Bank never closes, so your questions are always welcome.
As a newer investor, my question concerns positions.
You have the right to remain silent, but why would you, when anything you ask will be used to help you create your financial freedom?
I think it'll probably go higher.
And so I would keep a tight stop on it.
So don't forget to call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART. are listening to Invest Talk. Every Friday on the program and the podcast, Steve Peasley shares highlights from the newest edition of the KPP Premium Newsletter. Listen Fridays to Invest Talk. And now, Steve and Justin welcome your calls and questions. 888-99-CHART.
Hey, Steve and Justin. This is Josh from Ontario, Canada. Thank you so much for the podcast. I listen every night, and I really appreciate the time that you guys put in to help us out. My question is regarding portfolio percentages. I own around 50 shares of Tesla that I purchased in the beginning of 2019. At the time, this only made up around probably 3 to 4% of my overall portfolio. I've never sold any or added to my position in Tesla, but since then the stock has risen over 1,400%. And due to the gains, it currently sits at about 53% of my portfolio. Now, I know there's an element of fear and greed here, but since it has done so well for me, I've always been hesitant to trim. I believe I will trim now that it has hit another all-time high, but what would your advice be in terms of quantity to keep or to sell? Thanks again, guys. I'll be listening on the podcast.
Well, it's always a challenge. You know, if you're managing a portfolio stock, and that means you buy 3 to 5% of any one stock, no more than 20% of any one sector, and then one of the stocks just takes off, like he described Tesla, what do you do then? That's the huge winner that's driving everything, and do you pull the trigger too soon? When do you pull it? And that's always a different question. What I would do is I'd follow it up with the trend line. I don't necessarily would sell it, even though it's now way more overbalanced in your portfolio, and your portfolio is way out of whack. And if it does, you know, break down of the an upward sloping trend line, if it breaks down, then I'd trim it. Because, you know, you want to, as I said before, last few days, you want to ride the horse as long as you can ride the horse. And Tesla is extremely overpriced, but it always has been. But competition is coming, hot and heavy. We all know that. And I just can't see them continuing up like this forever. So just be prepared to cut it way back when it starts to show that you need to. And that would be breaking a draw a trend line on a chart from bottoms, connect three bottoms in the recent rise and connect them all up and say, if it breaks below that line, I'm going to cut. That way, if it continues to run on you, at least you're getting the benefit of it. That's probably what I would do. I mean, it's going to make $8.11 next year, which is a huge growth after a huge growth this year. $8.11 a share, but it's a $1,038 stock. Yeah. Well, so what is that? 100 plus, 150 PE? Very expensive for an auto company with a return on equity 17%, which is good. It's very good. Cash flow is $5, strong. Sales growth is huge, and that's what it's being, everybody's buying because of the growth. But with all the competition coming in the next couple, 3 years, I can see it having trouble. We'll see. My focus point today concerns the story behind the question, why will this be a brutal winter for the energy markets? I'm not so sure the energy markets will be brutal. I think they'll make plenty of money. I think it's the countries that need energy that can't get it. You're just going to have to pay up for it. There'll be energy out there, but it's tight. You're going to have to pay for it. So I can see oil going to $100 a barrel. Not a problem. I can see that. So, we'll see. Leaders in all the major banks, federal banks around the world, all see problems with the supply chain and disruptions, and it's going to be here for a while. What's a while? Talking to my wife the other day, and I said a while means, to me, most of next year we're still going to have this problem. By the end of next year, by Christmas next year, I think most of the problem will be behind us. But it's going to take that long time, I think. You know, no one really knows. Everybody has their speculation. But I'm pretty sure it's going to last a while. Pretty long time. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. We'll tackle some iTunes questions here in a bit. That'll be coming up. You're listening to Invest Talk. I'm Steve Peasley, and for investors, the need to remain vigilant never ends. Said that a million times. I'll say it a million more. You got to stay focused. We're going to take your calls live at 888-99-CHART.
InvestTalk is all about above-average investing for the average investor.
And the question is, during the market downturn, do dividends stay fairly steady?
I wanted to see if you thought that that was a safer place to park the money for long term.
My question has to do with insuring residential rental properties.
Just kind of wondering if this stock is a value trap.
What's your question? You're the best person to ask it. 888-99-CHART.
InvestTalk is made possible by KPP Financial, where InvestTalk hosts and KPP principals Steve Peasley and Justin Klein practice parallel investing. That means Steve and Justin's accounts participate with client investments at equal prices and percentages. You can learn more about parallel investing at investtalk.com.
Now, as you know, I like to report on economic numbers. I look at them all the time, but I like to report on the ones on the show here, ones I think are important. And, you know, I do that more completely in the newsletter, but during the show, I'll talk about that any that come out that I think we should take a look at. Durable goods report came out for September today. It shrank 0.4%. They expected it to shrink 0.1%. The experts did. And it grew 1.3% last month. Now, the problem with the durable goods report, durable goods are those things that last 3 years or longer, durable stuff. Why do we even count that? Because if people buy durable goods, they feel confident in the economy. They feel confident in spending their money, more money than normal, because things that last 3 years or longer are usually more expensive. But the problem with that report is it includes airplanes and automobiles, which dominate cost, right? The cost of those darn things. So airplanes got us a lot of sales in airplanes this month, but none next month. It affects it greatly. So to solve that little problem, you look at the core durable goods sales report. So what does the core look like? And that will exclude airplanes and automobiles. So last month, meaning in August, it was up 0.5% core durable goods. In September, that was reported today, it was up 0.8%. So what that tells you is that airplanes and automobiles skewed the number badly. But if you look at the basic underneath systems of buying and selling durable goods, looks pretty healthy. So don't always look at just the top line number when these reports come out. That's the lesson here. And try to remember, most of them are lagging economic indicators. This durable goods report is lagging. Lagging, meaning you're looking at past effects. But you're also looking for trends. So you want to see what the trend is and see if the trend is changing, down or up. So you got to just got to pay attention. So when people take time to leave an InvestTalk podcast review on iTunes, we really do appreciate it. And we want to thank those people with a quick look at any question they might have. So they will get it right on the show as fast as possible. So here's one that came in from Oliver. My question is about OVV. Bought and sold it a few times. Now finally got into long-term position around $25. What is your opinion? Hold it, sell it, or buy it? Now see, if you bought it for long term, you shouldn't be asking that question, right? You're saying you bought it for long term. You traded it a few times. Now you bought it for long term. What's long term to you? To me, long term is at least a year and at most forever. This is OVV, is Ovintiv Inc. It is a $9.8 billion company, so pretty large company, engaged in exploration and production of natural gas, oil in the British Columbia, Alberta area, and in the U.S. So it's an oil company, oil natural gas company. Earnings are going to be $5.42 this year after only being 35 cents a share last year. Then it's going to be $7.83. It's a $37 stock, so it's awfully inexpensive, cheap. I mean, we're looking at a 5 PE. Well, what's the range? What does it normally sell at? Between 1 and 47 PE. So 5 is low, but it's been a lot lower, too. But it's also been a lot higher. Cash flow is very strong at $7.52 a share. I would just hold on to it. I think it looks like there's going to be a lot of resistance around $60, $70 a share. So for right now, it's at $37. I'd hold on to it. No reason to sell it. No reason to sell. Okay, let's squeeze in another iTunes review question from Chance. Hey, guys, thank you for the continued education. I was hoping you could give me some insight on SSNT. SSNT. Silver Sun Technologies, a very tiny company out of New Jersey. Tiny meaning it's only worth $26 million. The market cap, total market cap. These are the kind of companies that are very risky, super risky. They do make money. They made 4 cents a share last year, and they're going to make 52 cents a share this year. What do they do? Provides managed services, hosting, business continuity, cloud, email, and web services. But being only 26 million market cap, someone could snap that up in a heartbeat, or it can go out of business in a heartbeat. So sales are not growing fast enough. Only 6 to 10%. That's not fast enough. I would stay away from it myself because it's so risky. Okay. If there's anyone among us who had never tried a soda pop, I doubt it. We all tried it. We may have different favorites and flavors, you know, there's millions of them. So, but it's almost everywhere. So as we go to break, here's my trivia question. When, as in which year, was Soda Pop invented? And which do you suppose has the larger market valuation today, Coca-Cola or Pepsi? At the break, I'll supply the answer. But for now, my phone lines are open, and I encourage you to give me your Invest Talk questions. 888-99-CHART.
Got a question for Steve or Justin?
Just kind of wondering if this stock is a value trap.
Now is a good time to call InvestTalk. 888-99-CHART.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It is official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Let's say you've been thinking about learning a new language. Okay, why? I mean, how would it come in handy? And where would you want to use it? Could it be that you have an upcoming international trip? Or maybe you want to connect with family members or friends from a different culture? I think you should know about Rosetta Stone. With millions of users, it's been the world's most trusted language learning program for 30 years. Rosetta Stone is available on your desktop or as an app with Audio Companion and the ability to download lessons offline. Rosetta Stone truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. It has a built-in, patented speech recognition engine called True Accent. So as you practice speaking, you'll get feedback on how well you pronounce words. With Rosetta Stone, you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's an intuitive process designed for long-term retention. You really learn to speak, listen, and think in your new language. Rosetta Stone is an amazing value, so your special skill set is within easy reach. You know you want to do this, so don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, InvestTalk listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off now at rosettastone.com/today.
With inflation impacting all areas of the global economy, how should investors adjust their strategy to take advantage of emerging opportunities? You'll get the answer to this and other key questions at the free InvestTalk Wealth Webinar. And it's happening on Thursday, November 18th at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. But you've got to register. Go to investtalk.com, scroll down to the November 18th free webinar button, and click to register.
Okay, before the break, I had a trivia question. When, as in which year, was soda pop invented? And which do you suppose has a larger market cap valuation, Coca-Cola or PepsiCo? Which one? Okay. You know, millions of this stuff is sold every year. Millions and millions of cases are sold every year. Every year. So, the name is derived from the phrase soda water, which amazingly dates back to 1798. That's 100 years before I guessed. But even further back, 1767, a man named Joseph Priestley invented the first ever carbonated water mixture. Priestley was born in England, died in Pennsylvania. Okay, he at age 70. But along the way, Priestley, a chemist, as I said, discovered a way to fuse carbonated dioxide with water. Ever since, of course, we've been drinking the stuff. Okay, so what's it worth today? What's Coca-Cola worth and what's Pepsi? Coca-Cola is a bigger company. Valuation is $239 billion. Pepsi is only $222 billion. That's it. By the way, Pepsi was first introduced as Brad's Drink, B-R-A-D, apostrophe S, Brad's Drink, in New Bern, North Carolina, United States, in 1893. How about Coca-Cola? 1885 Pemberton's Eagle Drug and Chemical House, a drugstore in Columbus, Georgia. And that's why they're headquartered in Georgia still. That's where the museum's in Atlanta, Georgia. Go there if you ever get a chance. Pretty interesting. Okay, let's keep moving along. Back to the InvestTalk Voice Bank for the question that came in earlier, 888-99-CHART.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Justin. My name is Khalil. I've been listening to you guys a little bit over a year now, and I have a couple of questions. So I am 24. I'm about to turn 25 this upcoming July, and I've kind of listened to everything you guys said. I kind of spread my money around. Don't leave it at just one sector. But question for you. So my girlfriend, we've been getting a little serious now. It's been over 3 years, so I am thinking about popping a question, and she has a daughter. So I am thinking about purchasing a home, even though I don't necessarily need to purchase a home. I just think it'd be a little bit of a better investment instead of me throwing the money into renting. So I want to see what you guys think. If it's better for me to go ahead and just do as you guys say, get a 15-year mortgage or get a 30-year mortgage, throw a little bit more money towards renting, especially since I'm a little younger. I don't have too many things that I have to worry about right here financially. And I'm in sales, so I'm getting $80,000 to $100,000 this past 3 years. Hopefully it's still going to be the same. So Just a couple questions for you guys. And thank you so much. I appreciate all your help throughout the years. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, I like real estate as an investment. I like it to have your house and not paying rent receipts. And there's an argument that, you know, is what's better? Well, my opinion, I've made lots of money in real estate over the years. My opinion is real estate is a good investment. Just buy good location. It's all about location for real estate. And you get a tax write-off. So even if you're paying low mortgage, which is a very low right now, you still get to have that tax write-off. I like all those things. And I actually would prefer a 30-year mortgage to keep the payments as low as possible, but I'd also pay extra. I always paid extra on mine to get to pay it off in 15 if I can. I'd like to get rid of it as soon as possible. So especially if you're going to get married and you have a child, I mean, you got to have a nice place to live. I mean, and, you know, you want a child to grow up in a family home. I mean, I would. So maybe I'm alone out there in that thinking process because I'm old. Maybe that's why. Anyways, that's what I would do. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Okay, Google. Guys, we all know who Google is. Had blowout earnings. Okay, and they are pretty much a key driver in the past months of the NASDAQ, right? You know, they're huge, right? We all know that. What was interesting about their earnings is they were able to expand their profit margins. Their margins are going up and have gone up for 5 straight quarters. Now, we don't talk about that a lot on this Invest Talk show, but profit margins are very, very important. You know, you want to see a company whose margins are stable or increasing, not shrinking. If you see margins shrinking, that means competition is either eating their lunch and they have to reduce prices to compete, or costs are going up. Something is going on causing them to have shrinkage in their margins. When they have expansion in the margins, it's just the opposite. Hey, they're able to either contain costs or they are the leaders and they can charge what they want and get away with it. Or whatever, but Google's margins are increasing. And you know they own YouTube, right? And try to remember why I like Google versus Facebook is I like Google because they sell advertisement on search engines. And these search engines are something that you, the consumer, want. You use them to find things. Facebook, that's just an exchange of information, Facebook, and they put ads on the exchange information. That's how they make money, and you have to put up with the ads. It's not something you want to see. Whereas on Google, you're doing search, and you want to see what they're advertising. That's why I like that difference is what I like about Google over Facebook. It doesn't mean Facebook is something you should never own or anything. I'm not saying that. I'm saying why I like Google over Facebook. I like the YouTube. I like Google Cloud. I like what they're doing. They're doing a lot of things that are impressive in my personal point. Okay, let's play another voice bank question. This came in on Saturday, and that works because InvestTalk voice bank never closes.
Hey, Steve and Justin. This is Art from Tucson. Love the show. Been listening for a while now and listen regularly. Looking at a small company, United States Lime and Mineral, USLM. They have both a construction materials play and a natural gas play. And I'm just interested in your thoughts. And that's USLM. Thanks. Hope to hear on the show.
It's a $679 million company. So that would be a small cap, not a micro cap, but a small cap company. Manufactures lime, limestone products for construction, sanitation, agriculture, water treatments, industries out of Dallas, Texas. Let's see. Their sales growth was 31% growth in this June quarter. This quarter just ended. Before that was 8% for the two quarters before that. And of course, the COVID quarters of shrinkage. So I like it. They're going to make, they made $5 a share in 2020, and it's $120 stock. So it's not cheap, okay? But I like the sales growth, up 31%. I think that's impressive, and I like the area. You know, I like the, remember, I've been pounding the table for months and months and months, so is Justin, about commodities, and this is a commodity play. So it's fallen recently. Is it a good time to pick it up? Let's see. I think so. Looks like it fell to about 112 or so, and now it's 120, trying to make its way back up. Now, it's a bit expensive, but you're hoping that the growth will make up for it. Okay? Thanks for the call. That was USLM. USLM. Okay, on almost every podcast, I like to reserve a minute or so to talk about KPP Financial. You know, Justin Klein and I own KPP Financial. We're based in Irvine, California, which is, you know, Orange County between L.A. and San Diego County. I live in San Juan Capistrano. The office is in Irvine, which is 20 minutes from me up the street and heading north. So on and InvestTalk, we operate under certain principles here. Independent thinking, shared success. We are on the same table as our clients. We buy and sell the same things for ourselves as we do for them. We buy the same percentage, same price, buy and sell. We don't try to upsell anybody or try to push them anywhere. We just want to match your personal risk tolerance with the risk of your portfolio. We'll help you do that. If you want us to take a look at your portfolio, we won't try to sell it. That you got to let us manage. No, we don't do that. We want to, of course, but you know, it's a very soft touch as far as getting clients. We get clients because we want to demonstrate to you that we know what we're doing. That's basically it. Not that we can sell some product that makes, you know, will make you tons and tons of money. That's not how we do it. You know, you invest in the stock market. The stock market has risk. This is how you can reduce the risk. This is how you increase the risk. And this is what we want to do for you because you don't like a lot of risk. Or you like a lot of risk. Whatever it is that you individually want. So, if you want to contact us and have us take a look at your portfolio, just send me an email at investtalk.com. Go to the West website. Just hit the contact us button. It's all over the place. You can easily get a hold of us. Okay? My phone lines are open, everybody. If you happen to be listening in the San Francisco Bay Area on AM 1220, we're on the radio. We're live, 888-99-CHART.
The inflation we are now experiencing in 2021 is disturbing and eerily reminiscent of what we went through in the 1970s. So, with inflation impacting all areas of the global economy, how should investors adjust their strategy to take advantage of emerging opportunities? You'll get the answer to this and other key questions at the free InvestTalk Wealth Webinar, Investing in an Inflationary World. This important online event is hosted by InvestTalk's Justin Klein and Steve Peasley, and it's happening on Thursday, November 18th at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. At this InvestTalk Wealth Webinar, you'll learn about the historical precedents for inflationary periods, how various asset classes perform in rising price environments, and the best opportunities for investment when interest rates rise. The InvestTalk Wealth Webinar, Investing in an Inflationary World, is free, but you've got to register. Go to investtalk.com, scroll down to the November 18th free webinar button, and click to register.
Yes, hi, Steve and Justin. My name is Serafio. I'm calling from Ohio. I've been a listener for the past 6 months, and you guys have been instrumental in my quest to become financially literate. My question is about dollar cost averaging for a portfolio of individual stocks. I have already maxed out all my retirement accounts consisting of mutual funds. In June, I opened a taxable account with $30,000, and I've been adding $2,000 a month. I am somewhat okay with the fundamental analysis, so I now have 16 well-diversified, stable growth and value stocks that are not in any of my mutual funds. My plan is to hold 18 to 20 for long-term. Almost all of my positions have appreciated, so when I put more, my average cost basis goes up. Would that be okay if I just keep on working in positions that have at least a 25% safety margin based on discounted cash flow or target price? Not that I'm good at it, but are there simple technical indicators to guide me? Thank you very much, and I'll wait for your answer on the podcast.
Well, it sounds like you're doing the right things. Not too much of any one stock. You know, 15 to 20 is fine. We have 33. You don't want to buy more than about 5% of any one stock. That means you'll have about 25 stocks total. And yeah, we like the fundamentals first, not the technicals. Technicals only tell you where to buy or where to sell. Basically, that's what technicals tell you. That tells you if people are accumulating or buying it more, and there might be upward pressure on the stock, or the opposite. Depending on which technicals you're reading, there's a lot of them. But technical analysis, baby, everybody, is just looking at the movement of the stock price, the past movement of the stock price. Last year, 3 years, 5 years, we always start off with a daily chart for 1 year and go from there. And we apply all kinds of technical studies on top of that. Okay? But, you know, fundamental analysis first. Don't worry about the technicals too much, especially if you're dollar cost averaging in your positions and you're trying to get into positions. But once you get into them, then you have to manage the portfolio. And that takes a little effort and knowledge. But you got a great start there, it sounds like to me. So congratulations. I think it's great. Okay? So what should we talk about, everybody? We have more earnings coming out. We're right in the heart of the earnings season right now. And it will start to taper off by the end of the month. So have you noticed the financials have been pretty strong? The tech companies have been pretty strong. And the heavy industries, commodities have been pretty darn strong as far as earnings. I think that it's going to basically continue. I don't, you know, tell there's a reason for it to stop. Okay? There is no really basic reason for it to stop. Inflation is still with us. I think it's going to stay with us. What's really interesting, as I talked about on today's 12 o'clock little Invest Talk quick show about why gold isn't moving when inflation is pretty high. Why gold? Well, why is the dollar's going up? That's one reason. Why is the dollar going up when we have supply chains and problems and all that? Well, because you compare the dollar with other currencies around the world, they're having worse problems. So dollar's pretty strong, inflation's pretty strong, gold hasn't moved much at all over the year. I still think it will. This is Invest Talk, everybody. I'm Steve Peasley. Give me a call, 888-99-CHART.
No two portfolios are alike, and every investor has a unique set of circumstances. So don't forget to call Invest Talk, 888-99-CHART.
888-99-CHART, everybody. That's our number. Appreciate you being with us. Let's go to a live call. Let's talk to James in New York. James.
How are you tonight?
Good. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'd like to ask about Bank of America, BAC. I have a small position, very small, probably 1% of my portfolio that I'm considering adding to. I don't know if there may be an attractive entry point for me to add to that position, or is it a good time to just add now?
Well, it broke out to higher highs, and it was kind of chattering for months between 36 and 44 or so, and now it broke out to 47. So if you're going to buy some, it was down today. If it's down again tomorrow, I might add, because it's broken out above all resistance. If it pulls back, it'll probably pull back in that same area between 39 and 43. And that's also a place where you would buy it. It's not cheap anymore, but it's neither expensive either. So, and the Fed is going to raise rates. Raising rates is not going to kill the banks. As long as the Fed does it slowly, the banks can adjust and they'll make plenty of money. It won't be bothering them at all. So don't worry about that. The only thing you really worry about is when's the next recession going to hit? And that's down the road. We don't know when that's coming. So. No, I think you could add to it. Just do it gently. 1% is pretty low. You know, try to get to 3, I think, over time. Don't do it all at one time, though. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. The U.S. Federal Communication Commission, FCC, banned with a 4-0 vote a new China company, China Telecom Corporation. That is like, what, the fourth one? They banned Huawei Tech and several others, okay? Despite this, remember, this is FCC. This is Biden's FCC, and Biden is trying to be nice to China, okay? Trying to smooth out some of the rough edges that Trump left behind. But the FCC is still, it's attacking China companies. And apparently, they're not going to just stop there. Okay, they're moving toward ending authorization for another China Unicom and ComNet. I mean, there's several things they're attacking. So there might be more. There are going to be more. The FCC has stated the main reason is because these companies are owned and controlled by the Chinese government and could be used against us. That's what they're saying, and we know all that. Do you not know that? I know that. We all know that already. So they're really concerned over surveillance and misrouting of telephone and data traffic as these companies try to get more and more and more entrenched into our communication system. And they're saying, and I don't think that's going to stop. I think it's going to be more. There's going to be more attacks, not less. So, and I don't think the administration can stop it, because these are, you can't just say to one of the divisions of our government, stop doing that. You know, you can't. You know, even if you are the president of the United States, you can't. You can only influence. You can't make them stop investigating and stop doing things. And so I think what I'm more concerned with is you, the investor. Be very careful what stocks you own that are Chinese-based. Be very careful. I think the attacks are going to continue, not stop. Okay? 888-99-CHART. Do you know that I don't think I ever got to this. Average retirement savings by age. Between the ages 20 and 29, the average retirement saving is $15,000. Okay, how about age 60 to 69? $229,000. Just let you know, that's not enough for most people in the United States to live. Maybe if you live in the Midwest where it's inexpensive. I'm Steve Peasley, and this completes another Invest Talk program. Justin Klein, I thank you for listening, and we encourage you to tell your friends and family members about our free podcast downloads. You can get them free at any time, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and we would like you to rate and review us on iTunes. Okay? Please. Tell everybody. Independent thinking, share success. This is Invest Talk. Enjoy your evening, everybody.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor, which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. Steve Peasley is president and Justin Klein, chief executive officer of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial. And they thank you for listening and welcome your comments or questions on our 24-hour listener line at 888-99-CHART.